It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Well, it's no secret that our immigration system is broken. And regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, the system itself is broken. We have some specific things that are coming up, the end of Title 42, all the other things that are causing crisis at the border. But there's so much more to that. And so we're going to spend the next two segments of the show really digging into this. Coming up at 1:35, we'll have our friend Suzanne Moniak joining us to get into the details of what was laid out today by Secretary Blinken and Secretary Mayorkas as Title 42 comes to an end. But before that, I want to have the real crucial conversation, and really pleased to have joining us on the show Chris Richardson. Chris is a former U.S. diplomat, attorney, co-founder of Argo Visa. He's also general counsel and COO at BDV Solutions. And Chris had a powerful piece in The Hill that to me gets to the root of the root of this, and that is it's a leadership crisis. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Boyd.
So let's dive right in. I love first that you frame this in the context of we will have a presidential race going on, and all of those who get in, including the current president who got in on Tuesday, are going to have to say something about leadership. And we can talk about the technicalities, the blame game, and all of that. But you make the case really powerfully that this has to begin first, last, and always as a leadership issue. Explain that.
You know, in the last couple presidents that we've had, they've really focused on this idea of having an immigration plan. And everybody has to have an immigration plan. But immigration is so large, and it is such a big issue affecting millions upon millions of people, both domestically and internationally, that really you're not going to have one plan that meets all the challenges of today. Instead, what we really need are presidential candidates and leaders who are going to sit down and make the sacrifices necessary and take the time to, one, learn about the issue of immigration, but also, two, find ways to find common ground so that we can build the building blocks that we need as a country to move forward on the issue of immigration.
Yeah, absolutely. And you actually made a point in your piece that I'd love to have you go through for our listeners. Because as we talk about the crisis at the border, you actually talk about the millions of people who attempt to go through legal immigration, the legal immigration system, and what they come up against. Explain that.
Exactly. The crisis at our border is because our legal immigration system is fundamentally broken. So if you try to go through the legal immigration system, what you're met with are, for some people, they have to wait 150 years to become permanent residents, which isn't even possible. There's a backlog of almost a million work permits. There's still a global lack of visa interview availability across the board. And our immigration system only allows for 140,000 employment-based permanent resident green cards per year in a nation that has millions of job openings. And so the last time our immigration system was reformed was in 1990. And so effectively you're shoehorning a 1990 immigration system onto 2023 America.
That is so spot on. And I would even say that the reforms from 1990, why welcome, were not nearly enough. And so we're really in such an archaic system that is so incredibly broken. But it is going to be a leadership issue in terms of being able to go beyond the shoulder shrugging, finger pointing, not my fault, not my job kind of thing that we've seen, especially in campaign season. Where everyone just likes to use it as a wedge issue. When I first went to Washington as a chief of staff, the most amazing thing to me, and I still believe this today, I think we could solve 94% of the immigration issue in an afternoon, because it seems to me everybody agrees on some of these very things that you just described, that we need to change this, we need to update the system, bring it into the 2023 year, but no one seems to be willing to do that for fear of politics.
Exactly right. And I think that that's just what our country has. It's not even a lack of plans, because everyone has a plan. We just have a lack of leadership, a lack of people willing to make the even to talk through these issues, because, you know, when you talk to most people in Washington, what they'll tell you is that, well, I can agree with the Republicans or the Democrats on 90% of this stuff, but, you know, that 10% of stuff is what my base is going to kill me over. So rather than me getting killed, I'm just going to, you know, accede to that 10% and let the 90%, you know, be darned. And I think that that's the leadership crisis that we're seeing, is that nobody wants to make that call in Washington. Nobody wants to be that one to stand up and raise their hand and say, hey, I want to be a leader and I want to make and do what's necessary to get this done because it's for the good of the country.
Yeah, and that's that is the key, and I think this comes back. We're equal opportunity offenders and equal opportunity commenders on this show, and there hasn't been much to commend from either side as it relates to immigration. A lot to offend, and the way you framed it in your piece at thehill.com, we're not going to gimmick or insult our way out of this issue. We're going to have to do it with some real leadership, some hard work, and some heavy lifting.
Absolutely right. And that's the thing. It's just that everybody is so busy yelling at each other on MSNBC or through Fox or whatever that we really don't require our leaders to really be leaders anymore. And the thing is, as a country, look, if you elect a bunch of clowns, you should expect the circus at the end of the day. What we should be trying to elect and we should be looking for are people who are thoughtful, who aren't looking for to score that quick win and that quick hit, because immigration is a really difficult conversation to have. But it's something that I think 90% of Americans can get behind. And each person understands that in everything there's give and take. But we need our leaders who are going to look beyond just how do I make my base happy, but how do we make sure that our country is whole and that we go into this new century, the 21st century, of America's century, and in a way that is respectful of the other side and understanding the other side, but also understanding that we're not always going to get what we want out of the system that we have. But this current system that we have built around 1990 just isn't going to work for today's America or tomorrow's.
Yeah, and especially you point out the fact that we have so many jobs that need to be filled. We've been looking at some of the things at state level where some of the governors have been saying, hey, we'll take responsibility for some of these people coming across. Let us handle it. We've got jobs that need to be filled. We have communities that would love to have additions to them with this with hardworking people who want to be here for the right reasons. And so I think there's some interesting things starting to bubble up even down to the state level because of that lack on the national level. And before I let you go, just one component, is there one part of that strategy, and you are so right, it is a strategy, not just a plan or a bumper sticker, and is there a Roosevelt or a Reagan or a Johnson or a someone out there who could step in and lead this conversation in the country?
Unfortunately, I'm not seeing too many of them right now. I'm seeing a lot of gimmicks. I'm seeing a lot of insults, but yeah. I'm not seeing a lot of people who are serious about the issue of immigration or even seriously studying it. I think that that's the big thing. I think if people in leadership truly understood what it is and what, you know, it means to be an immigrant and actually what it means to American businesses, I think the conversation would be a lot different. I think a lot of people who are leading don't necessarily understand what they're actually leading and what they have the power to actually do. And so I would love just to give all of our leaders just a book on what immigration is or give them an immigration 101, just so they have a basic understanding of it. And then maybe after they have a basic understanding, they would be willing to have that more serious conversation. Because right now, it's basically like, well, this network or that pundit's telling me I should do this, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Richardson, this is great stuff. And here's the takeaway, everybody. We have to have a serious study of immigration, so we have to stay curious if we're ever going to get to the right kind of strategy to solve the problem. And you don't do that with hits on cable news or a social media post for your base. So serious study. Chris Richardson, thanks so much for joining us today. Great insight.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that's Chris Richardson, former U.S. diplomat, and he understands. He's done a serious study of the issue. I think there's so many places and spaces somebody could lead if they just want to put forward a strategy and risk the politics that will follow. More Inside Sources coming up next. Stay with us.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.